This is the Cosplay for Christ podcast. I'm Jess, your host, and I'm here to encourage and strengthen Christians in the cosplay world, to speak truth in love, to embolden fellow believers, to live proudly, showing the love of Jesus Christ in their circles, and practical tips and tricks for my cosplayers out there. All right, come on, let's do this. Hey, everybody, it's Jess. And if it sounds a little echoey in here, it's because there's a lot less things in this area than there used to be. I need to come on here and give you guys kind of an update of some craziness that's been going on. And just to keep you informed and to let you know, I'm going to be taking a break for just a little bit because we are moving again. And yes, someone said, hey, would you like to move 2 times in 2 years? It'll be fun. And I said, yes. So here I am moving again. So I'm going to take probably the next month off social media. Maybe, I don't know. I'll probably still post things on social media, but the podcast, I hadn't been posting because we were in the process of buying and selling home and all those things. And now we're in the process of not hiring someone and just moving ourselves. Yes, you can save money. That is a real thing, but also lots of work. So I am just loaded up my car with probably the 20th load of... Oh, there they are. That AC unit every time pops on. Well, whatever. The audio on this is going to be super awesome anyway. So it's okay. You guys don't care, right? So anyway, I just wanted to let y'all know I'll be taking a small break. I'll probably be getting back into the pod about June-ish, maybe July, once we're all finally moved and unloaded and unpacked and set back up and all those things. I am mourning the loss of my craft room. It was glorious, probably the best thing ever. That and my garden. I had a sweet, sweet garden. Had a greenhouse, had 8 beds, had lots of stuff. My grapes are like going nutso right now, and my raspberries, and I'm like, I'm not going to get to eat them. So I'm a little sad about that, so you should cry for me and feel bad for me. JK. Well, so anyway, so yeah, so we're moving. My girls got into a school up north of us, and that spurred this whole craziness. We were thinking about it, and my husband was like, why don't you go see if there's availability for our children? I was like, okay. So I started looking and started getting into the process, and lo and behold, they did have a couple spots, and the girls got in, tested and everything, got approved, and now here we are moving twice in less than 2 years. Because we moved to this area, but we moved to Branson in like the week of Christmas. Yeah, that was nuts. The week of Christmas 2021. Yep. And then was it 2023 now? Yeah. So about a year and a half we've been here, and now we're doing it all again. So we had just gotten the house like set up, and everything was like ready to go, and I was all ready to do all my projects. You guys saw what my, you know, here's my projects for the year. I might have to limit that to just maybe one more. I might just do the armor because I think I have the most materials already ready to go for that. I could just start constructing it when I get set up in my new place. We're converting the John Deere room. So I live in the Midwest, and in the Midwest they have John Deere rooms, which is cool. It's where you put your, you know, lawnmower and gardening supplies and random outdoor things, so you don't have to have like a shed or anything, or you don't have to put it in your garage. But because I guys, I have so much stuff. I purged before I moved. Laura can attest, I got rid of like half my things crafting. I got rid of fabric, wigs, all kinds of supplies. I'm like, no, I don't need it. So then when I set everything up, I think it's because this time I was able to actually put all my cool collectibles out on display. And in Texas, I had I only had like a couple things out, and everything else was basically boxed into a closet. And so this house was the first time I was able to actually display my cool, nerdy things. And that was, and that kind of took up some room. So to like take it all out of the box, set it all up, and you're like, yeah, that's great. And then have to put it all back into the boxes. I'm like, sorry, guys, you got to breathe for a year and a half and time to go back in the box. But I have like, I'm not, no joke, like, oh my word, at least 30 boxes of things that are mine for sewing and crafting. But I did purge. I did. Now, I might, I might have bought a few things, fabric, at Hobby Lobby for a dollar a yard on sale. It's possible. Very possible. But how could I not buy a dollar yard of fabric? I found, y'all, I found this awesome. It's like a gold. And it's not fabric. It's, I don't even know what it is. But it's in a roll. And I think you can cut it. And I think you can sew it. And I think you could turn it into some kind of gold armor. Or gold inlaid something. So, I think that'll be really cool. I don't know. I bought it because, again, dollar yard. It was a huge roll. So I'm like, in my mind, I'm envisioning the Wonder Woman 1984. What was it? Valkyrie? I don't even know. I forget the name. Anyway, that's what I was envisioning. Am I going to do it? I don't know. But I got the material, so I might. Anywho, so I want you guys to just know I am around. I'm not leaving. I'm just going to be crazy busy for the rest of the month and next month, and so that is all. I'm doing well. I'm going to leave you with this scripture. It's Romans 12:2. It says, do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. All right, guys, I love you. I miss you. Let me know how you're doing. I will try to keep up as best I can. Remember to be blessed, know who you are in Christ, and take ground for the kingdom. Take care, guys.